If you want to lose weight, if you want to build muscle, or if you just want to improve your health, it's going to require that you take a particular method and you do it consistently for a very long period of time to really string out all the potential benefits. Welcome to Health Rewired, the podcast where we talk about how to master nutrition, training, sleep, and stress management, and ultimately how to rewire your health habits to achieve long-term balance in body, mind, and gut. I'm your host, Abhi Mulsadia, and I'm here to share my knowledge, stories, and experiences in this space. Hope you enjoy and subscribe. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another weekly podcast. Today, I want to talk about mindset, and I really want to dive into probably one of the most powerful and important contributors to any goal in life, especially when it comes to mastering your health, and that is consistency. AKA doing something repeatedly without fail for a very long period of time. Now, for any skill that we want to master, be it muscle growth, be it fat loss, be it gut health optimization, stress management, sleep, all of these require time and repetition or consistency. That's how skills are built. When we do this, when we implement time and repetition, we will eventually get to a point where we don't suck at it anymore, and we can do it with less energy and less willpower, hence building momentum and getting results. So when it comes to our health habits for our particular goals, the science remains the same. If you want to lose weight, if you want to build muscle, or if you just want to improve your health, it's going to require that you take a particular method and you do it consistently for a very long period of time to really string out all the potential benefits. Right? So if you're trying to lose weight, that means placing yourself at a caloric deficit daily for a long period of time. If you're trying to build muscle, it means training your muscles and getting stronger consistently for a long period of time. And the same goes for everything else. It sounds simple. I know it's super simple, but in reality, we all know that it's much more difficult than we think. If it were easy, everyone would be fit and no one would need a coach. So today I want to explore how to become more consistent with the habits that you want to form such that you can hit your goals without falling off for the long term. Now, at the start of my own journey back in 2016, I was working in engineering consulting, and I had the goal of building muscle and getting jacked as fast as possible. I had a pretty small, skinny frame, and I wanted to put on some weight, so I started Googling, what do you do to actually get jacked? So I learned that in order to get this result, I needed to eat more food, I needed to train pretty hard, do a lot of, resistance training, whatnot, and I need to sleep well as well. So I knew what I need to do. The next day, I started implementing it immediately. Okay, so every single day, starting the day I learned it, I go to the gym around 8 p.m. I train hard for like an hour, and I come back home at 9:30. And then I'd get rest. And then every single day, I would go to sleep at 10:30 p.m. and wake up around 6. So I had a decent amount of like 7.5 hours of sleep. And then every day, I didn't wake up at 6, I woke up at 7, so like 8.5 hours of sleep. And then every day I'd pack a lot of food to take to work and just really eat as much food as I possibly could at any moment I could get, just to kind of really give my body enough calories to build muscle. Right, so in a few weeks in, I started to see progress, I started to see muscle growth, I started to get stronger at the gym, I started to see some, I really started to feel stronger too, and things were going good. But as reality set in, and as things started to get busier, so work started getting busier. I had more events to attend on the weekends, social outings throughout the week. As life started getting busier, things in my physical realm started to fall apart. Leaving for the gym at 8 p.m. became harder. Sleeping on time became harder. And meal prepping also became harder. And eventually, inevitably, I fell off, not even 2 months into my journey. And this killed me because, I knew what it took to get the results I wanted, and I knew that I was failing myself, and I started to build these belief systems in my brain that I had to sacrifice life and fun and other events in my life to get my physique goals. And this constant battle of trying to stay consistent with this new routine and balancing with the rest of my life was getting so difficult, and it really took a big toll on my mental health. And like I mentioned, as a result, I fell off and I lost progress. It was only until I started looking at consistency and willpower and the things that, these things that we need to do, these mindset aspects. It's only when I started looking at these things like a muscle and that I had to train like a muscle, did things start to turn around. Hey everyone, just a quick break to let you know that we have a free Facebook community where we talk about topics just like this in more detail and share a ton of value and resources for you to learn from and apply to your own health journey. If you want to join, just DM me on any of my socials and I'll send over a link ASAP. Anyways, back to the show. So let's back up and understand what really happened. I knew consistency was king, but the routine I set was so difficult and so different to my current way of living that I couldn't sustain it for more than 2 months. And as a result, the amount of willpower required to push through near the end of those 2 months grew so large that I couldn't maintain this routine anymore, causing me to fall off. This very scenario that I went through, you know, I know a lot of people that go through the same thing, especially on their health and their fitness goals or any kind of goals in general, right? This is the same thing that happens when you immediately jump on a new plan, a new program, or a new diet. When you're going from not working out to hitting the gym intensely 7 days a week, it's a massive change. When you go from eating the way you've been eating for a long period of time to pure vegan or keto overnight, massive change. Going from never having to deal with your thoughts and anxiety to all of a sudden meditating 15 minutes a day is a massive change. Yes, these things work. Right? All these things are great. When you work out more, you will get stronger. When you eat consistently in a caloric deficit, you will lose weight. When you meditate more minutes per day, you will have more power over your thoughts. These are a fact. Don't get me wrong. But if you immediately change into these high-level habits, or you try to do that overnight, it's just going to result in the same result. Short-term gains followed by falling off and reverting back into the way that you operated before, hence causing a reverse in your progress. Not only that, you're going to start forming belief systems in your brain that particular method doesn't work, right? If you tried immediately working out and it doesn't work, you're going to start believing that, yeah, working out at the gym is something that I can't do with my lifestyle. And that's exactly what happened with my own story. So when we're looking at the formation of habits, and I want to dive into a bit about neuroscience and how the brain functions so we can understand it a bit better, right? So when we're looking at the formation of habits, we learn that habits are formed over long periods of time by doing the same action repeatedly, okay? When we do actions, it forms your neural pathways in our brain. So next time we are presented with a cue, our brain looks at all the different paths in our brain and it's like, hey, you know, this one is a better path. It's less resistant. It's going to require less energy. Let's take that path. That's how we form habits, and that's how habits grow stronger over time. Now, the bigger the action that we want to form, or the bigger the habit we want to form, the more effort and time and willpower is going to be required to habitualize it. So the key to building strong habits really comes down to not immediately changing overnight, but by starting small and then ramping up when we normalize that small action repeated over time. Then we repeat this entire process until we've eventually achieved our goal routine without burning out or without too much effort. That's the secret to this whole thing. So back to my story. I did all this stuff. I failed until I realized that I had to break things into smaller parts, right? So I analyzed my problem. I realized that I need to start again from scratch, but this time take everything I need to do and break it down into smaller but baby steps. So what does this look like? Instead of working out every single day, only work out 3 days a week. Instead of working out for 1 hour, I only start working out 20 minutes. Instead of prepping meals every single day with different kinds of complex meals, simply prepare very simple meals 2 days a week. Instead of sleeping 8 hours a night, I just started increasing my average sleep from like 6 hours a night to 6 hours and 15 minutes. And so I've made this routine so easy that I was able to do it without any thought, right? So I did it for a month and I did it until I knew it was something that I could sustain, something that I could normalize before I would make any changes. And it was only until that routine of what I just covered, you know, working out 3 days a week, 20 minutes, only meal prepping 2 days a week, and just increasing my sleep by 15 minutes. It was only when I did this for a couple of weeks until it felt normal that I then up each of those categories until I was met with friction, like from other lifestyle events, that I knew I could manage for the long haul. The result? Well, I haven't fallen off since. And you know, this is so powerful that this is why I built this whole movement of 66 days. It's this exact same process that I've used to coach hundreds of people rewire their own habits so that they can stay consistent for life and hence stay lean for life. right? When we understand their problem, we understand what goals they want to hit, and we break down the process into the smallest bits such that they can do it consistently over a period of like 4 to 6 months until they get their results. So to sum things up, I really want to hit this home. I really want you to end this podcast understanding a certain concept that you can then apply to your life. If you want to become more consistent at any task, like eating more healthy, working out, sleeping more, you know, whatever it may be, break that task down into the smallest mini task that would leave you thinking, yeah, I could definitely do that. Like, this is a no doubt in my mind, I could probably do that. And then repeat that until it becomes new normal, right? Repeat that to a point where life would become, it would feel weird when you didn't do it. It would feel weird if you didn't train, you know, 3 days a week. Only when you've normalized doing those micro tasks daily, do you then level up and reevaluate your ability to handle that new routine with these other frictions in your life. And then repeat this process until you've found your balance of being able to commit the ideal amount of time and effort for you to hit your goals as fast as possible without burning out or sacrificing or just breaking down in other areas of your life. Okay, so for example, if your goal was to eat more plants or eat plant-based or eat plant predominant for gut health or environmental reasons or whatever it may be, don't just jump completely into, you know, eating plants or going vegan or just plant-based foods overnight. Don't do that. You're going to experience massive withdrawals from food that you're used to eat within a few weeks. You're going to experience stomach cramps, bloating, frustration, and then lots of time wasted experiencing this massive learning curve of eating on a completely new diet. You don't want to do that. Instead, start small. Break the task down into the smallest, easiest micro task, like making or eating plant-based meals only for Monday lunches. That's it. None of the other days matter. Just focus on every Monday for lunch, I'm going to eat plant-based. That's it. Do that for a few weeks. When that becomes natural to you, where you're just like, this is too easy, increase it to Monday and Wednesday lunch. And then do Monday, Wednesday, Friday lunches. Then all weekdays. Then weekly lunches. And then just keep increasing it until you've found a point where, you know, you're very happy with the results you're getting and the ability that you're able to commit without burnout, right? Not only does this allow you to become more consistent with your goals, which is exactly what you need to get the goals that you want, but it helps you form confidence in yourself that you can do this, that you're not going to fall off, that you don't have to sacrifice everything. On top of that, it helps you form more lifetime habits. It's going to actually rewire the way your brain operates and makes the entire process of doing these things so much easier. Less willpower is required, less energy is required. You become better at it. You become skillful. And lastly, it helps you and your body adapt as a whole without resistance over that period of time. Right? This is a secret to long-term health. And the best part is, if life ever becomes more hectic or eventful, you know, have this massive wedding coming up and you no longer can meet that level of routine that you've normalized to, you can always dial down back to your previous level and adapt with the changes to keep yourself in the game for life. If you want to stay lean for life, if you want to be fit for life, you need to keep doing these things that are required to keep you fit. Your body needs to have a reason to operate. Otherwise, it's just going to decay. And so it's absolutely imperative that consistency is something that we work towards every single day. Okay, so to be consistent in anything, again, figure out what you need to do. Break it down to the smallest task. Be okay with slow progress at first as you're building up, figuring out what your new normal is. Then ramp up as you normalize until you're able to hit your ideal efforts for your goals without burning out. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can find a full version of this episode on YouTube along with a bunch of show notes and bookmarks. If you like this episode, please subscribe and share with other people that also might be interested in this so that they can get some value in their life as well. Also, if you're interested in rewiring your own health habits permanently so that you can hit your health goals and keep the results for life sustainably, visit become66.com, that's become26s.com, and apply for a quick chat with me and we can discuss your goals and how everything works. Catch you in the next one.